It's the Hip Hop Matrix Show.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back.
It's the Hip Hop Matrix Show with Jay Hall and DJ Academics.
All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Let's get it.
Another thing that was interesting about that whole conversation that Pusha kind of brought out was the fact that Ye and Drake definitely have like a bromance going on, and he can't be neutral. You know, he made the argument that he's not built like the way a lot of them are built. Matter of fact, I'm just going to play it because I had this up on the page.
Be in the studio when Drake's there. I can't. I'm not allowed. When they go to Wyoming, I'm there from the 1st to the 7th. All right, I'll catch you. I'm going to catch you. Next thing I hear, on the 8th, boom. Drake here and he there for these many days. I don't know this. I'm not allowed. Everybody else can be there. I can't.
He wanted to smoke.
Because I don't play neutral. I don't do that. You don't get to shoot my homeboys and so on and so forth. It's not happening. Just not what I do.
But I feel like Kanye should be taking that same stance.
But he don't do that. Like, everybody not built like me, bruh. Everybody not built like me. Understand. And you can't make people be built like you.
That's a fact.
You can't make people. You can't.
That's a fact.
And I don't charge. And this is the music industry. This ain't the streets.
Right.
So I don't carry people like that. I don't. It's like, it is what it is.
Woo! Woo! What'd that sound like to you?
Sound like he wish you he wanted some smoke.
Is that some truth in that?
Sound like he wish he was there.
Is that some truth in that? If your man is cool with somebody that you ain't cool with, do you leave that be or you start rocking with him?
Look, he still need to keep them checks coming in.
Is that what it'll come down to?
It's going to come down to it. He works for Kanye at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's not really your man. It's your boss.
Yeah. He also claims that he took shots at Drake because he feels like Drake has taken shots at people next to him. So he feels like if you take shots at someone next to me, I might get hit. So you're defending your man, but yet your man is still rocking with somebody who you're going at it with. Isn't that a little bit confusing, though?
It's definitely confusing.
Because you follow where I'm going with this? Like,
yeah, but Kanye bounces back and forth and around in circles forever, so that's nothing new. It's confusing, but it ain't, because it's Kanye.
Yeah.
If there's anybody else with Kanye, it would be very confusing.
I do agree with the fact this ain't the streets.
Yeah,
you can't put the streets in the industry, because that's real.
It ain't the streets. It's definitely not so far from it.
Yeah, so I mean, I do agree with that. And he doesn't seem phased that Drake was threatening to, quote-unquote, I guess, like, punch him in the mouth because of the comment. So he doesn't seem like, or he says somebody's going to punch you in the mouth or whatever. He doesn't seem phased by it.
I don't think he even paid that attention. He's like, whatever. I don't think he believes that.
I feel like the common denominator in the whole situation is Kanye. Like, it seems like he's more of the issue than Drake is the issue to Pusha, and Pusha is the issue to Drake. It seems like it's Kanye. His inability to be consistent or just stand strong and be like, all right, we're not rocking with each other.
Yeah, Kanye's just on another planet right now.
Yeah. Him dealing with the situation and running off and going chilling with Donald Trump doesn't help.
Yeah, don't help it at all. Just make it look even crazier.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and water is wet news. Your guy Young Thug failed a drug test, and he's now in jail. Now, he was already out on bond because, I don't know if you remember this or heard about this, but he was arrested for multiple drugs after a stop back in 2017. Since then, he has been hit with 8 felonies. And so recently, when he had to do a drug test for the judge, he failed it, so the judge sent him to jail. So Young Thug is in jail.
Lights out! Roxanne, you don't have to pull out a red light.
So here's the question. You think Young Thug is in jail with his dress?
Oh, if he is, oh, man.
I'm just asking.
He going to be singing some high notes tonight.
This is my best friend. This is my best friend.
That's my best friend. He's not in there with no dress on, man. They wouldn't allow that.
Okay, but there's some dudes that definitely saw him in that dress, and they probably got pictures on the wall of him in that dress.
He's in jail. He's not in prison.
That jail can be worse. Ain't no, they not regulating in there. They throwing you all in that one big old sum, in that one big room.
The big holding cell.
Yeah, so.
He's Young Thug. He will be in his own cell.
Before the paperwork even get processed, they throwing everybody in there. So you got the dude that just killed 5 people in there with the drunk driver.
They not going to put him in there.
Okay.
They're not going to put him in there with everybody.
You think so? They gonna make it special for him?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying. Yo, you never know, though. Thugger might go in there and be comfortable in jail, though.
And not want to come out?
Yeah, he may go in there and be at home. Maybe fine. Maybe straight. He may come out like, you know, what's up? That was a vacation. It was popping. You sent me to the Playboy Mansion.
I'm not seeing that.
I'm just saying. You never know, man. You never know is what I'm saying. Everybody don't have that fear of going to jail like the way the rest of us did. Everybody didn't grow up. You know, he young. He ain't grew up watching Oz. I grew up watching Oz. I was petrified of jail. I ain't want no parts of jail. I wouldn't touch it. No kind of narcotic. All right, what's next? What's first up? Okay. I don't know if you caught this, but this has happened recently. Shots were reported fired on a video set with Tekashi 6ix9ine, Kanye West, and Nicki Minaj. An emergency dispatch has stated that multiple shots were fired. Nothing has been reported yet if someone has been injured. But the big question that is on everyone's mind is, who you think the shots were for? Kanye West, Nicki Minaj, or Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Christ, Tekashi, stupid ass.
You see, he put up the IG video of him dancing with the security.
Yeah, like,
he really does take everything as a joke.
Yeah, it's simple ass.
Yeah, well, hold on, though. What if it was about Kanye? You know, his recent moves with Trump, people ain't too happy about that. He got blamed for the Blexit situation and all that stuff.
Nah, ain't nobody shooting at Kanye yet.
I do find that weird that as angry as we haven't want to shoot him yet. Like, I'm not saying we should, but
Kanye,
no one.
You mad at Kanye, you want to just slap shit out of him.
Yeah, that's true.
Tell him to sit his dumb ass down somewhere.
It's like a relative who gets too drunk at a party.
Yeah, you don't want to kill him, though. You don't want to really hurt him.
So who would Tekashi be like?
You just want to smack some sense into him, but you don't want to really hurt him, though.
Who would Tekashi be like then? If Kanye's a relative at a party, then who's Tekashi?
Tekashi is like, who is this guy?
He's like, I'm going to tell you what I see. He's like the younger brother who has 7 older brothers that are gangster.
Mm-hmm.
But he had the loudest mouth and would hit you, and you know one of them were coming. So you had to prepare to fight more than one person when you were coming up.
That's basically him and his security.
That's what Tekashi reminds me of. That's just what he reminds me of. I mean, he takes everything as a joke. Nothing to him is serious. If you are angry at him, you are wasting your time and your energy. Period. That's just what it is when it comes to him. But what if, you know, Nicki been having a little beef lately? Beef with Cardi? You think those shots might have been for her? I'm just saying. Some, like, overzealous fan upset saw Nicki, saw that ass, and was like, pop, 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 pop.
Ain't nobody shooting Nicki.
Nah, ain't nobody shooting that Nicki. Nicki and Cardi both talked that boss stuff, but they both are very clear to the fact that they are done with their life. And that's why they are just spitting bars at each other over the microphone.
Oh, no.
What?
It will get ugly. Got Cardi still face to face in the same arena, looking me the wrong way. I got Cardi going off from 0 to 100.
So you saying Cardi ain't? She's not far removed yet. Nicki's far removed, but Cardi's not.
Yeah, Nicki's very far removed. Cardi, nah, she ain't. They ain't done with her yet.
That's real.
Yeah, her PR people ain't finished with her yet.
They still got some training to do.
Yeah, they still got some training to do with the do's and don'ts. Like, she's still willing to pop off at any given moment.
Yeah, she probably has to travel like with her lawyer.
Yeah.
Like, as a matter of fact, I don't think I'll say anything too slick to Cardi. Like, I'm more concerned about Cardi jumping off on me than her actual husband, personally. You know what I mean? Because I think Cardi actually handled me herself versus other rappers, they security and all of that. You never see male rappers really fight each other's security. But Cardi's like, she bought that life. Like, she come get you herself.
And she wanted Nicki.
She definitely wanted Nicki.
She wanted Nicki at that moment. And Nicki did not want it. She ain't want no smoke.
Hey, listen, when you making money like that, you don't want, I don't blame Nicki. I'm right here. I've said the same thing. I'm standing right. I wouldn't have ran, but I wouldn't have moved forward. Just saying. I wouldn't have ran, but I wouldn't have moved forward. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, another argument that was coming up was, people were feeling as if Kanye is embarrassing us as black people.
Well, yeah, because white people think he's the voice of black people, and that's why Trump keeps just pulling him in and trying to use him as a pawn. But yeah, he's getting so far off that he's not the voice of opinion for any black people.
Now, here's something to add to that. You think he was a voice of black people when he said Bush doesn't care about black people? Was he our voice then?
Yeah.
Because we sure did rally behind him at that point.
Yeah. He was with the cause. He was with us. And that was different Kanye.
See, man, I'm like, F that, though, man. Why is it that we always got to feel embarrassed when it comes to white people? Like, oh, this is going to make white people laugh at us. Like, white people been laughing at us for a very long time.
They're going to be laughing at us forever.
Forever. So I don't understand how Kanye comes to the mix and embarrasses you, and why we still feel like. Is that more on us or more on him?
50-50.
You think so?
Yep.
How? We should feel embarrassed? Like, we should not feel embarrassed? Like, you think there's something to feeling embarrassed?
I mean, it's the... What is it called? Samuel Douglas Django character. Uncle Tom.
Right. Well, that wasn't his name, but he definitely was Uncle Tom. No,
yeah, Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom thing. So it's an Uncle Tom thing. Like he's disintegrating his own kind.
I agree. I think Kanye's embarrassing Kanye. He's not embarrassing.
Well, yeah, you're right. He's not embarrassing black people as a whole because we already know what it is, and we don't care about we lost respect for him a while ago. So
yeah, and if shown that we can be on our best behavior, white people feel like laughing at us, then guess what? They're racist. If your white friend is gonna feel like this is how black people act, and that ain't been your white friend.
We still got Angela Rye.
We still got a whole lot of other people we can pull besides Kanye.
Yeah, I'm riding with Angela Rye.
Yeah, that's true.
Rah rah.
Yeah, I'm rocking with that too. You know what I mean? I'm definitely rocking with that. But he ain't embarrassing us over here. We good over here. Get your own stuff together. Clip,
you get nipped like it's cat food. Hip Hop Matrix Show's time for the sports report, man. It's a lot of moving and shaking going on. But before I get to all the signings and the stuff, let's talk about your boy, Jerry Jones. And we all know the NFL, they're going back and forth, and now they're actually going to sit down again and redo what they already decided they were going to do with the policies and taking a knee. But your boy, Jerry Jones, you know, he says, well, I don't care what happens, what they agree on. If you're a Cowboy, you're standing.
Yeah, he doesn't even care. He doesn't even want you to stay in the locker room, which the NFL current rules says that you're allowed to do. To stay in the locker room. Jones ain't even playing that.
Nah, he's going all the way in. And it's funny because I was watching ESPN today and Dak Prescott was asked about that in a press conference. You know, everybody's back in training camp right now. And Dak looked like a battered man.
What you mean?
He just looked like they took him in the office, smacked him around, and said, this is what you're going to say when they ask you about this, and you bet not say nothing different. And he went up there and gave the most punk-ass speech about, I understand social injustices, but I don't think this is the place and the platform to do that on. I think we should do it somewhere else.
You really think they had to twist Dak Prescott's arm for that? Because honestly, there's nothing about Dak that shows me that he had it in him to want to.
I mean, I know he's 50-50.
That.
I know he's mixed, but
it's
still
not even about him being mixed. He's made statements before about how he didn't see color, and he's made those kind of statements before. Is what
he's
I'm saying.
Like, I'm not naive, but I don't think this is the place we should do that. I think we should do this somewhere else. The whole point is to bring the attention to you so people can see it where they're not looking.
Yeah, what's an appropriate way to protest?
Yeah, you put it somewhere where nobody, when everybody can just ignore it.
It's not a protest.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
that defeats the whole
purpose.
You want
me to protest in my closet?
Yeah, nobody can see it.
Right.
People got to see it. That, I lost respect for you. In that very moment, already I liked you, but I hated the fact that you were a Cowboy, but now I just don't like you.
He's activating his privilege card on his other
side. Yeah, he's just... The Black Coalition has just pushed you all the way to your other side.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine as long as he is in Jerry's corner. But if you're not winning with Jerry gonna show you who you really are anyway. Not who Jerry really is, who you really are to him.
Well, that's not true because he ain't went for a long time with Tony Romo and he stuck around for a while.
Yeah, but Tony was a little bit lighter.
And Tony was messing with his daughter. But that's a whole different conversation. But on the trades, we got speaking of Cowboys, Dez Bryant is reportedly working on a deal with the Cleveland Browns for a one-year deal. So, I mean, they're going to have a nice receiving core, probably the best in the league, I say.
They're still also, the Browns.
Yeah, no. Browns might be some
might be
all right
this
year. Right? Better than the Lions this year. I mean, I'm just saying.
No, they not. But, they did 0-16 last year.
Okay, but they got a squad. I mean, I know this.
All you got to do is win one game to be better than last year.
I got them winning at least 7 games this year.
Okay.
I got them winning at least seven games this year.
Okay.
All right. Also, Carmelo Anthony reportedly is about to sign a one-year deal with Houston. Supposed to be like 1 year, $2.4 million. But He's still getting paid $28 million from OKC from buying him out. So he's really still making $30 million this year. But he just taking $2 million from the Rockets just to say they paying him something.
As far as the money goes, Carmelo's definitely has made his money. Like, Carmelo's definitely made the money. The boy is about the money.
He's made more than enough money.
Stupid money. And he's still talking about how, you know, he'll know when it's time for him to come off the bench.
Yeah. But this is the best. I think that was the best situation for him, best place for him to go. Also, you got Kawhi Leonard in Toronto now. DeMar DeRozan, he's now a Spur. Pissed off about it. But he feel like, because he could have, a couple years ago when it was his free agency time, he could have went to the Lakers. And he said, no, I'm being loyal to the Toronto Raptors.
Well, he also said the GM told him that he'll never be traded too, that he won't be traded. So he straight lied to his face.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, and Isaiah Thomas chimed in on that, said, yeah, it's a cold game. And now they get mad at the players in the limelight when the player does it on his own and burn his jerseys, but the owners play even worse.
If you gave your word to somebody, you wrong. Now, if you didn't give your word, you can do what the hell you want to do because that's just business. Mm-hmm. But if the story went down like he said, then yeah. Well, he said Drake gave him some wise words, but Drake is always giving him comfort words, you know. That's all Drake does in his career.
Yeah, he gave him some little light skin.
Talk to you like you was somebody else's girlfriend. That's all it was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some girl talk.
Right.
Anyway, that's the sports report. It's the Hip Hop Matrix Show.
I'm playing Jane, I had the seasoning on him.
Hip Hop Matrix Show, you know a time where I realized, man, me and you were broke. Me and you both.
I still am.
Well, definitely I realized it when Kanye had his listening party for Ye out in Wyoming.
No, I just realized I wasn't cool.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's different.
I wasn't popping.
Yeah, we wasn't cool. Wow, that's so true. We were not cool, yo.
No, I didn't
get that. But there were some people that you and I knew. We were there. We was like, okay. I mean, I'm happy for you, but it was just like, ha.
Just found out Angelique was there. Yeah. My boss.
Hey. Shout out.
She was there.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
A lot of people were there, man.
That snuck me in your duffel bag or something.
Yeah. I saw one of my mans there. I was like, for real, homie? I mean, you told me you was going out of town, but you could at least say Wyoming. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have told somebody, yo. It's all good, though. You know what I mean? He had out there in the middle of the farm. I mean, go to show you that Ye still knows how to make a presentation. You know what I mean? He don't just put out an album like everybody else. He knows how to put out a presentation.
Knows how to get your attention.
Yeah, because he had people there in the middle of Wyoming listening to his music. And they were, like you said, he also had celebrities there.
Old people in the industry. Ninjas in a bonfire.
Chilling. Last time Ninjas was in the barn like that, it was definitely Jim Crow. Okay, definitely. So, you know, big up for Ye for that, man. But we want to let you know, we cool too over here. You know, they say you have an invite. DJ Academics and myself, J Hall, we cool. Right?
No.
Damn. So the police have announced that they have arrested a third murder suspect in the death of Xxxtentacion. He's been charged with murder robbery. If you remember, XX was gunned down.
Was it one of the dummies on Instagram?
He was gunned down leaving a motorcycle dealership. I don't know if he was one of the particular guys. I know two suspects were identified to be kind of like on a run. They didn't turn themselves in. And so he's the second of the two suspects or whatever. So allegedly there are five suspects altogether, and I think the police have right now four. So was he on IG or was he on Facebook Live? Probably. You know how this new era is. You know, they go commit a crime. They the first person to tell you the directions, everything. Make a left to my house. Make a right. You know what I mean? Third house off the block. 1658 Woodward Drive Avenue. I'm right here. Come get me, cops. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
Kind of unfortunate because you saw the video of X when he was sitting in the car.
No,
after
I didn't
they know. Killed him.
I didn't look at that. I didn't want to look at it.
Yeah, it's bad, man. The thing I think one of the things I think that got lost in the death of X is that everybody was so big on talking about when, you know, he spoke deaf and you can't be riding around in a car like that. It's like we got to this point where rappers get shot, man. We start blaming how dumb the rappers are for doing what they do instead of really getting mad at the people that's actually killing them.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, I feel like the people who actually committed the crime, it's like we hold the victim more at fault than the person who actually committed the crime. Like, you know, the fact that he shouldn't be riding around in the car. And I'm like, he was coming from the dealership. Like, how's that flossing? Like, you're coming from the dealership. Like,
how are you supposed to leave?
Yeah. He's supposed to catch the bus to the dealership and then, like, he's supposed to Uber? Like, I'm really trying to understand. You understand, like
jealousy.
This new era that we're not holding people accountable for being simply jealous. And he probably should have security. you know, no doubt he definitely should have had security. But these new era rappers, man, they do their stuff on SoundCloud, and I don't think they quite understand the magnitude of like celebrity as much as rappers was when we were coming up, because you sitting at home a lot and you making these hit records, but you go out in the real world, they haven't made that connection. But I don't know, man. Hopefully there can be some sort of justice served, because him getting killed at that age is just totally wrong. If I make the show, Kanye West tweets. Kanye West went on another little rant a little bit, and one of the tweets that kind of went viral.
You call that a rant?
Well, all of Kanye's tweets kind of go viral, but one he put up, he said, quote, "I'm not taking advice for the rest of my life," unquote. Another one, he said, "I hate talking about things I'm supposed to talk about," unquote. You know, are we at the point where we should, like, really stop paying Kanye attention if it's not about music?
Might not be thinking about him in music in a minute. But anyway.
Well, I mean, let's unpack this for a second. "I'm not taking advice for the rest of my life." I mean, is that, like, that's not even, like, correct to do.
That's not correct to do.
Like, it's not wise to necessarily do. It's like, everyone should take in wisdom, advice, and isn't that giving advice in that sense?
The advice is saying don't take advice?
Yeah, like, aren't you kind of like doing that?
As a rhetorical oxymoron type thing.
Yeah, like when he be saying things on Twitter like, "Don't listen to nobody but yourself." Is that advice? Aren't you advising me?
Well, yeah, he's advising, but it's not advice.
Why not?
Because advice is something that we're giving you, an option that you use it. Advising you is like me telling you to do it.
You think so? So when you add the ing, I'm telling you.
Yes, that's two. That's two.
So I don't have an option when it's an ing. You're telling me that's like an order.
Exactly. Advising you to do something is
an order. Is not advising though.
Advice is something I'm giving you, and you have the option to use it if you like.
Right. I'm saying the definition you gave for advising sounds like an order.
Yes, it is. Advising you to do something is an order.
I can't agree with that. An order is an order. No suggestion.
Well, we're going to get Webster in here so we can clarify this.
I'm saying what Kanye is doing, he's indirectly also doing the same thing that he's telling you not to do. He's giving advice when he's tweeting.
I understand that.
He's sitting at home in Wyoming.
I was arguing definitions.
I'm saying he's sitting at home in Wyoming, upside down, and randomly just throwing out things into the universe as if he loves, if he doesn't see himself in the top five on Twitter, it's like he's upset.
I mean, I pull out Kim Kardashian every night.
I don't think he's pulling out Kim Car.
Well, I mean, he has to eventually pull out.
Okay,
but I'm
okay.
Just saying, when he gets out, uh-huh. I mean, you start thinking crazy things like, "Oh man, I can just walk on a cloud right now."
I think if there is a house that needs like a reality show, like a real one, like a hidden camera, is that house right there. Like, what kind of conversations go on there? Like, you know, Kanye rants and Kim pretty much just be like, "Yeah, word. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Let's do that.
Let's do that. Well, okay, well, you have fun with that, honey. I'm going to my mama's house.
Just don't mess the money up."
Right. Well, he's selling his own record. That's the only time she ever got mad when he was about to mess the money up.
Yeah, don't
mess
the money.
Not about slavery is a choice. Yeah, not about, is this
well, what, that was what messed the money up.
Right. Like, she didn't care about slavery was a choice. It's,
but the fact that that statement messed the money up.
Right, you messing up the bread. Like, you messing up the possible money that we can make.
Yeah, you messing up our marketability.
Right. Let's talk about history. A little history right now. Now, Drake, you know, he released a statement talking about the blackface situation, explaining that he was trying to, on his IG story, he pretty much just, I'm just summarizing, he talked about how, like, him and another fellow actor back in 2007 was trying to make a statement about black actors. Okay, so that's what he claiming. That's what he was shooting for.
Oh, that's his story.
And then Pusha T was pretty much saying, and the argument has been raised that if that was in 2007, but since you've been out for the past something years,
10 years,
you haven't made any statement about black issues at all. You've been mum on that, and so you expect us to believe that you felt conscious then, but then all of a sudden it just kind of like stopped. Now, I know they got, the beeping squash and all that. We're going to talk about all that. But my thing is, when it comes to the blackface situation, when Pusha T pointed that out, which stood out to me more so than the Sun situation, is that something we're believing Drake about?
No, and I don't believe in it. I don't know. It may have been just a bad joke gone wrong. I hope. I don't know.
Well, not a joke, but he's claiming that he was trying to make a statement back then.
Yeah, I haven't heard him say. I haven't heard him talk about no problems really going on in the black community.
Right. Ever. So it was almost like, I guess you maybe once upon a time. Well, here's a theory that I heard that I can probably run past you. You know, we forget that Drake, when he first came out, when he was on mixtapes and he was underground, he was a huge Little Brother fan. Huge Little Brother fan. You know, he worked with Knife Wonder and Fonte and shouted them out a lot. But if you remember Little Brother's first album, official album, it was called The Minstrel Show. And remember, they were kind of on that by putting the smiley faces in the video. So there's a part of me like to think that, you know, maybe that's that was his influence and he was feeling conscious at that moment. And maybe he just stopped once the checks start coming.
Mm.
You know, maybe, right?
Yeah, that's usually how it works.
Yeah, you know, so maybe he was at that moment. I mean, when I saw the blackface, first thing I said was, I'm just going to go ahead and believe that this is some art going wrong. Like, that's, I was already on that page anyway. But I do, you also got to understand, too, the climate of, like, you know, Toronto, Canada, because they didn't have to deal with Jim Crow. So no. Their situation is a little bit different. And as someone, I can tell
that
you.
That was a free land. We was trying to get there.
Well, as someone who grew up in Detroit and grew up, you know, interacting with people from Canada, they, some of them, not all, used to kind of look at us a little bit kind of like, you guys think everything is racist. And we used to be like, it is. Like, but there was always that, you guys are overreacting. We used to be like, no, we're not overreacting.
Is that serious?
Is that serious? But so there were a lot of things that we felt like we saw that they didn't see. That was my experience growing up on that side of town. So I don't know, man. You know what I mean? With Drake, he's been quiet since then. But I will say this, that's the first time in a hip-hop battle we actually seen someone release a statement. So shout out for him. He always making history when it comes to the, you know, the SoundClouds and everything. That was definitely history he made right there.
Yes.
Leave it to Drake to Drake a battle. Now, to take it back a little bit, I don't know if you caught this, but word is Wu-Tang has got approved for a scripted drama series that's going to be on Hulu. It's going to be based on their lives. Of course, RZA is a co-creator with writer Alex Tess. I think that's his name. He was a writer of the movie Superfly, the remake that had just came out. That was horrible from my understanding.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either, but it looked bad.
It'll be on Netflix soon, though.
It didn't look good, though. I mean, I didn't see why you're going to call it Superfly, personally. But, I didn't see it. It is what it is. But, yeah, Wu-Tang will get a series, man. That's kind of dope, right? Like
yeah,
a series.
That's hot.
Going to come to that, because if you think about it, one of the consistent complaints about the NWA movie, although everyone loved Shia to Compton, was that they left so much out, right? And the movie itself was almost 3 hours long, but the complaint was they left so much out.
Was they going to make two movies?
Exactly. So then you take another bio-op that came out that we actually loved was the New Edition movie, right? And that one was three parts.
Correct.
And everybody was like, cool, but they still left some out. So eventually it's going to come to a point where you're going to have to do like a, and Wu-Tang is way too many of them.
It's like 20 of them.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I think I was part of Wu-Tang at one point. Like, it was way too many of those guys. So is you're going to definitely need a streaming series for that. Can you imagine binging and watching that story?
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about at least, like, 88, because RZA and GZA had the record deal first. And, you know, you got to go through their little history and how they learn and things of that nature and how they pop off. Do you think it has the potential to be better than the Straight Outta Compton movie?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I'm just asking. As far as the hip-hop biopics?
I mean, it's going to be more parts to it, so I don't know. Straight Outta Compton is something special. It's kind of hard to top it.
So hold on. Let's top the scale on hip-hop bio movies, right? Biopics, right? The top is Straight Outta Compton. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Okay. What's the bottom? All Eyes on Me?
Don't disrespect my guy like that.
No, they already disrespect your guy when they make that horrible movie.
No, I think the bottom is Aaliyah.
As in hip-hop biopics?
It was still terrible.
It was Lifetime. It was terrible.
It was terrible.
But we don't bring that up, though. We almost act like that didn't even exist.
Because that's how bad it was.
I don't know, bro. I got to say the Tupac movie, man. Oh. So I think Tupac movies, I think the All Eyes on Me, man, is the bottom, homie. I think it's the bottom. Come on, think about it, man.
All Eyes on Me is the worst.
I think it's the bottom.
Notorious wasn't worse.
No. Not worse than All Eyes on Me. All Eyes on Me was horrible, homie. It was really, really bad. It was heartbreaking. Like, I think I shed a tear in there, but not because I remember that Tupac died, because the movie was so horrible. Yeah, man.
Nah, I refuse. I'm not going. I can't.
We not talking about Tupac himself, bro. We talking about the movie that they made about the legend.
I can't get jiggy with the I can't like it. I can't do it.
Oh, well, you know. Well, Straight Outta Compton is the top. We can agree on that.
Yes.
And if they do Wu-Tang good enough, man, you know, that means I got to go get Hulu. So if y'all got passwords, make sure you DM me.
Yeah, let me know. Have I ever been ghosted?
By a woman that you were feeling and she just dipped off on you.
It depends. Was it a relationship or was it like I hit her a couple times and then when she just disappeared?
I guess you were like dating on a way to be in a relationship?
Nah, that has never happened.
It's never happened?
No, I had one that I hit a couple times and then she just disappeared on me.
But you didn't care?
I didn't care.
Oh, okay.
I like, maybe I am. Maybe I didn't give her
the satisfaction that she needed.
Yeah, maybe I just didn't come strong on my right that time. Hey, I was selfish. Hey, it happens.
It happens.
But I tell you what, I got mine.
Yeah, I definitely was ghosted, and I didn't know I was ghosted. I actually approached a woman and was like, hey, I just want to know what happened. I didn't know you weren't supposed to approach somebody when you ghosted. She looked at me like I was crazy. She was like, yeah, we went out, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I went back in my corner. Too bad for that. Yo, but on a lighter note, your man Jay-Z is still cashing in, making more bread. Roc Nation has announced that they're going to executive produce a TV series that's based on a novel called Knots and Crosses. And it tells a story of society where black people are members of the ruling class and white folks are the underclass.
Whoa.
I'm interested already.
I want to go there.
What do you think some of the benefits of the black higher class that they have?
All the benefits that the white higher class have now?
Let's name some of that. Like, you get off of cases?
Yeah.
You don't got to pay your taxes?
You can shoot cops and don't go to jail. Not go to jail. They can still go to jail, but you don't get killed. When they capture you.
You can call the police and they can actually come.
Yeah. Not guilty till proven innocent.
Can you imagine if Baltimore black folks was living in this world? That means they can actually go down to the city and say, look, we need to get these potholes fixed. And they will actually fix the potholes.
Yeah.
So what would be some of the things that the white folks would have white folks don't have that they have to deal with?
Projects.
Ooh, white folks living in projects.
Police brutality.
Ooh. Yeah. That's true. Nobody believing you in court.
Yeah.
No matter how innocent you are, nobody believing you in court. None of that.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I'm trying to think about another one that you can come up with. I mean, can you imagine being a part of a black higher class?
No. But, I mean, hopefully soon, yeah.
I'm pretty sure brothers in Africa listening to us right now like, you idiots.
I mean, y'all need to let us into Wakanda.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if the white people are underclass, that sounds like a society I would like to at least check out.
Yeah, when personally. Is this supposed to hit the streets?
I don't know, but Hov is executive producing it, so that shows you what they've been doing. I mean, they've been doing real good when it comes to their film and TV and movie projects. I wonder if they're gonna work with LeBron since him and Maverick Carter, you know, are out in LA now and they doing their thing. I wonder if we're gonna see a team up of that. But Hov been really, really doing his thing, so. I don't know. I'm interested and want to see it already. I mean, black people doing things. I wonder if they're going to do stuff, just walk up to somebody and just, like, smack them. I hope it's not going to be that negative. Like, I don't want to see the black people in power and then just, like, showing that, you know, they try to do that little angle of showing that, you know, anybody in power would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I hope they're not going to go that angle. You know what I mean? I hope it's like Wakanda, where you see the black people are living good and they chilling. Ain't no violence, none of that. You know what I mean? Don't try to show that we're just like them if we had that power also, because that's not the same. Switching gears just a little bit, speaking of someone who's in trouble, your favorite guy, Brooklyn rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine, his house got raided by the FBI this past week. He was away. He was on tour. He's also, you know, been working with Kanye West, and I think he's on tour in Russia or something like that, some part of Europe. But they found a gun, but they don't know who it belongs to. There is no information that leaked out to why they felt like raiding his house. But they raided it. Came through. It's not a game. You know, he just got in trouble, not too long ago in court, right? For some situation, he got off or whatever. And what's so crazy, he was just trolling your boy Chief Keef about his problems. And I don't know. I think Tekashi is kind of like, you know, he's a master manipulator when it comes to getting the things that promote him. But I don't know nobody who want to go around with the feds.
He's searching for street cred.
You think that's what it is?
I guess.
Did he have any? Like, when it comes to like real street cred, like, you know how when 50 Cent came out, everybody had heard 50 before 50 really came out. So my thing is, did Tekashi have that?
No.
Or was he just surrounded
50
by...
was really in the streets. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, even people who hate him. Like, you know, like,
They don't take that away. That he was driving a Benz at 18, 19.
Yeah, there's always somebody, when you think about it, when they talk about artists, right, and they like to say, man, he didn't really live that. 50 Cent's like that one guy. I never hear no one, whether they like him or not, say that he didn't do the things he said he did.
Yeah. He was definitely in the streets. His mom was in the streets. I mean, his mom was a hustler.
It's embedded.
Yeah, it's just there.
I could definitely tell that Tekashi, like, surrounded by people. He's probably surrounded by people who really get down.
No, he's surrounded by people now who might get down.
Oh, yeah, because they got to protect the money.
Because he's the bag. The money. He's the bag. Protect the bag at all costs.
Protect the bag at all costs. Well, getting down with the feds is not something you necessarily want. If you had a gun in your whip and you went, I mean, in your house and you wasn't even there, yeah, they're going to come. I don't know. Some of his antics and the things that he do, I don't know if you saw the video that he did with 50 Cent when he was dressed like 50 Cent. From the Hey Shorty's Your Birthday, he had the oversized clothes. Mm-hmm. Like, he's definitely understanding the power of social media, probably than any other new artist. Like, he doesn't just go on there just to go on there.
He just doesn't take life seriously. He thinks everything's a joke. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, he's been getting away with it. Can you blame him?
No, he's young.
Yeah. I just felt like the fear of the feds. If you don't fear the feds, what is life coming to?
Yeah, you got money.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But the feds, they got bread, too. They got that endless government money that we all pay taxes for. So whatever the situation is, that sounds like, to me, you got to start cleaning out your circle a little bit more. Because whoever around you that left that gun, if it's not yours, they need to go, flat out. Because if that gun come up being registered somewhere, or it was a bullet somewhere, and it's not yours, I'm not going to say I'm snitching, but I'm going to look at my circle like, I'm not going to jail. One of us is going to jail, but I'm not going to jail, personally. That's how I'm looking at it. So one of y'all better say something.
Speak up!
But getting back to what you were saying about T.I., he did post a video on IG somewhat in response to that. Did you catch it?
No, I didn't.
So there's a video of, like, Donald Trump, like, getting on a plane or whatever. Let me cut through all that, man. It's a video of First Lady Melania Trump, where a woman, an actress who looks like Melania Trump, and she's stripping for T.I. inside the Oval Office. And dancing in front of him. You ain't seen it, dog?
No, I didn't see that.
Bro, it's real quick. Let me see if I can just show you real quick, like, why we even got this on. Like, you have to see this, man. Let me show you. Because he's like, here, look, here it is.
Trump did not go to Mar-a-Lago with the president this weekend, which has a lot of people wondering.
You see that? Hold up.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting on a helicopter. I guess T.I.'s watching the helicopter, like, leave off. In the suit, chilling. Look at that. Oh, here it come. So I'm thinking T.I. about to, like, blow up the building or something. You just see legs. Remember, that's the jacket that she had wore. I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Doc, look just like her.
Hello, everybody. Yeah.
Dime trap. So he wrote under there, Dear 45, I ain't Kanye. Now, first, do you think that went too far as T.I.? Well, now let's keep in mind, afterwards, T.I. did plug Dime Trap, which is out in stores right now,
of course.
Just. Let's touch on this for a second. You think T.I. went too far?
Nah.
You don't?
Nah.
I don't know, bro. I think we got to be careful, man.
The president has said all types of stuff. I mean, whatever he's going to do, he's already done. So who
cares? You can't make a video about the man's wife. Like, you can't threaten the president, and you can't make videos about their wife. You definitely can't threaten the president, because that's actually, like, a national threat, and he's the president. So those days are done. You can't tell Donald Trump on Rex or an interview, you're going to come kill him. No, he didn't. I'm just saying that's one of the things you can't do. But I don't know if it's wise to be having that man's wife dancing. I mean, the wife, I almost thought it was her. If I wasn't smart enough, I would think it was her dancing and stripping in front of him.
Technically, he never said it was her. He never said a word in the bit. So, just a woman wearing a coat. So, we can insinuate, we all know what it was supposed to, but there's no legal proof that that could be her.
Yo, Tip did that video quick.
Yeah.
He did that video quick. He probably had Tiny, like, on the set. They were all laughing about it.
Of course.
I wonder if 45 actually going to respond to that, because, you know, he's not beyond things.
No, it'll get to him. He'll respond. He'll tweet soon.
Yeah.
Just wait for it. It's coming.
I don't know, Tip. I'm scared. You didn't been in out of jail too many times. I don't want them to find something on you, bro.
Oh, he off probation now. He good.
Yeah, man. I just don't like messing with the government like that, man. I like Tip out of jail. I just don't want nothing. I'm suspicious like that, man. I just don't want nothing crazy come up on Tip, man. I just don't. All right. The first thing that's up, you got Bill Cosby, man.
Man.
Woo! 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 Woo!
3-10.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
We ain't talking about Jell-O.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Or pudding pops.
Woo-hoo-hoo. After being accused of raping dozens and dozens, and I put the S on dozens of women, he was convicted of one and sentenced 3-10. And, you know, seeing Cosby in cuffs walking away at age 81 years old, that didn't look right.
Yeah, like really? Really? And then stories about his first day in jail. Some of the prisons were throwing hot dog rolls at him. And
yeah, I heard that. I don't know how true that is, but I heard that.
Yeah, some of the prisons were throwing hot dog rolls at him or something.
I don't know what that means. Yeah. I don't think I know. I want to know what that means.
I don't either. But.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like, you know.
And they took his cane away. I heard that too.
Who?
The wardens or whatever. They took his cane away.
Oh, so he's going to let him just struggle and walk?
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, that's tough. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, he deserved it. I mean, there were a lot of debate that was going online. I don't know if you caught it. There was people that were upset. Well, if Cosby is going to jail, how come such and such ain't going to jail? You know what I mean? And then other people that rape people. Ben Roethlisberger, how come he ain't go to jail? Other people just, you know, going.
He was going ham for like 3 straight summers.
I mean, my thing is, first of all, can you really say that, you know, it's unfair? I mean, he kind of did get off like a white man. You've been raping people since before the Civil Rights Bill was passed.
And they just get you.
And they just now getting to you.
Later.
And you get a minimum. You get 3. You can serve 3 years and get out. Like, I mean, you still low-key kind of got off like a white man. And you're not going to be put in there with the killers. Let's be honest. Cosby's not going to be put in there with the Adebisis. He's going to be, you know, he's going to be put in a nice little senior citizen section or whatever to protect him.
Senior citizen.
Or Club Med, whatever rich people go.
Legally blind.
Yeah, man, come on. You know, so. You know, it's justice that was served, but it was long overdue. And plus, the point of equality is not that we can get off more than, I mean, as equal as white people. Right? I mean, that's not the point of equality. Is that I should be able to kill 5 people, you kill 5 people, we both get off.
No, so we both get the same charge, and we both get treated the same way.
Can you watch The Cosby Show the same when you see the reruns?
Yeah.
You straight with that?
I can watch it the same way.
So you separate Bill Cosby from Cliff Huskable?
Of course. Just like I can separate the juice from OJ.
I ain't gonna front though. By the time I came of age, he was OJ to me. He was the person who killed a white woman. So I don't have the luxurious memories of OJ.
I can still watch NFL films and watch OJ
That's
run
true,
all over.
But it's hard. It's hard because when he's running, I just keep thinking about the fact that he ran in that truck. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely hard. When they had the picture of Meek Mill inside the Trap Music Museum, was it him inside the jail by the cell, or was it just a picture of him that you saw?
No, it was just a picture of him.
Well, I mean, he did go to jail, so I mean, he's a good example of that too. You know, recently, he's on the cover of the XXL, and there's a letter that he wrote inside there to his 19-year-old self, and he talks about the uphill battles, pretty much warning himself about the
battles he's going through. Yeah, he put that on his IG page as well.
The trials and tribulations he's going to go through and things of that nature, and ask himself, was he built for this? All of that. What's something that you would write to your 19-year-old self? I was trying to think about that on the way over here. Like, what would I say to my 19-year-old self?
I don't know. Keep the condom on. What else?
Baby!
You could tell them to stay focused. Like, just...
That's what you're telling yourself. DJ Academics at 19.
Do your schoolwork.
At 19, you could tell yourself do your schoolwork. Where were you at 19? What school were you at that point? You were Pennsylvania?
I was in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And then I got sick and I came back. And then I was in community college. And I went to Bowie, but credits didn't transfer. And then all hell broke loose and that was it for school.
Okay. So you would tell yourself to stay focused on the grades?
Stay focused on school. I mean, just work your plan. I didn't really turn out bad, so I can't say.
No.
There was too many things that I would have told myself.
I would have told myself to slow down. because I was a speed demon on the highway, son. 80 was slow to me. 80 was definitely slow. We had this curve back in Detroit on a Lodge freeway. We used to call it Dead Man's Curve.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally like people crashed their cars and died on this curve on the freeway. And, man, your goal was to be able to hit that curve on the Lodge and still keep it moving. And, man, I used to come close on that. I mean, my mom probably going to hear this right now and be highly upset. But I used to be a speed demon. I didn't get caught. But I definitely would have told myself slow down because there was a couple car tricks I used to do. Well, I could have died. I definitely could have died. And I wouldn't advise nobody. I don't even want to tell nobody what I used to do because I don't even want nobody even trying to imitate that. But I definitely would have told myself to slow down the speed. Yeah, I would tell myself to keep that condom on too. Most definitely.
Well, you did.
I do now. I do because of experiences back then that I came close.
I'm saying, because you don't have kids. So nah. I just assume you did. So
no, yeah, but I had a couple close encounters where it was some where brother had to do that little 30-day wait. You know what I mean? Because I was putting myself in situations that I ain't had to put myself in. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? At 19, I definitely would have told myself, you know, chill out. And I definitely say the last thing I told my 19-year-old self would have been to be patient. Because my impatient meter was off the chart. Like, at 19, I felt old. Like, you know what I mean? Because I had lived, like, a life. And so I felt at 19 that life had passed me by. Like, you know, I was too anxious.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I definitely would have told myself just to chill out. And, you know, and everything's going to be all right. You know what I mean? Pretty much. But I guess with Meek Mill's situation and all the things that he'd been through, you can kind of say it was worth it. Because look where he is now. But that doesn't mean it's going to work out for you all who are listening to this right now.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, yeah.
Not but at all.
Rick Ross ain't going to come knock at your door and come save you. Like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
But I like this new platform that Meek has been doing. He seems to be really maturing and using his platform, like, for a greater good. Like, he's not even really just screaming on records no more, if you notice. The couple records that I heard him on, he's, like, more relaxed, mature.
Yeah, he's using his delivery a lot more, speaking to you, projecting his voice instead of yelling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm right back in wanting to hear more Meek right now. So I'm happy to see this, you know, what he's on. We just all want to keep Meek out. And I like the fact that he's an advocate for those who are locked up for similar things that he was locked up for on that BS of, you know, that injustice and things of that nature. So I hope he continues on that platform, that's for sure. But at 19, whew, Jesus Christ, boy, I told myself a lot. Let's get into some anniversaries this week. There was a lot of anniversaries this week, although we were dealing with a whole bunch of other things. Like, for example, Tupac's first album, Tupacalypse Now, had dropped earlier this week, back in 1991.
Mm.
And you know the famous song on there, Brenda's Got a Baby.
Brenda's Got a Baby.
My favorite song on that album was What My Homies Call.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually my favorite song on there. And Soulja Story. And if you remember, that's the album that got him in trouble with then Vice President, what was his name?
What was it, Bush?
Nah, Vice President. Yeah, it was Bush.
Oh, Vice
first
President.
Bush. Yeah, it was the first Bush. Who Dan Quayle.
Oh, I couldn't remember that.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. We were all children. Well, me and you, we were children. But Dan Quayle had said that this album should not be played because there was a guy who heard the Soulja Story song, and I think he was in Texas, and he shot and killed two cops, or he killed a cop. And he pretty much said Tupac album, Tupacalypse Now, made him do it.
Mm.
And so Tupac, from the moment he debuted, was like on that list, you know, of politicians and people blaming hip hop for all the troubles.
Scapegoat.
Yeah. See, you kids don't know nothing about that because everyone loves hip hop. Hip hop is the number one culture, number one genre that everyone appreciates. But we remember, for those of us that are older, we remember the time it was coming up where every little thing that happened, they were blaming hip hop for. You remember that?
Yeah, there was a scapegoat for everything. As soon as the white kids started listening to it, the politicians hated it.
Yeah. Speaking of a scapegoat that people hated, it was also the anniversary of Dr. Dre's The Chronic 2001 that dropped November 16th, 1999, back in the day. You remember where you were when you heard that joint?
No.
That
absolutely
was a big deal.
Not. I don't remember where I was, but I remember the record, though.
Yeah.
Remember
that was
Impact.
A big deal. That go to show you Dre had been taking his time with albums for a long time, because 1999, that was still, what, 7 years? That was the sequel to the first Chronic. Like, Dre make you wait. Like, he made his wait 7 years then. Yeah. You dropped two albums in one decade.
Yeah, Snoop always said I got time to wait for Dre. I ain't got time to wait for nobody else, though.
Nah. The Chronic was like the last album. You could not create The Chronic in the Me Too era. Like in today's moment, the Chronic would not last.
Oh yeah, it was too disrespectful.
Oh, they had porno stars on there. They was doing all kind of nasty stuff on there, man.
Well, I mean, think his old DJ is a porn director now.
Who? Oh, Yella?
Yeah, DJ Yella.
Yella is a porn director.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that though.
Yes, sir.
I found that out like after the Straight Outta Compton came out. Like I didn't know he was.
Oh, I knew that way before Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, you watched some of his work?
Probably.
Who he put on? Like, is there a famous porn star?
I don't know, but I'm saying I probably watched it. I mean, I'm not going to
say. No, I'm saying, but is he no? I'm not saying you know or you watch it, but did he put on anybody famous that we know?
I don't know that much. I ain't never dig that much into it, but.
At this point, Yella probably.
I know for sure he was a successful porn director.
At this point, he probably been doing porn just as long as he been doing music.
Probably.
If you a porn director, just real quick, do you come in there later and say, you know, let me get my take? Or you just strictly business, you just record and that's it?
I believe at a certain point it just becomes strictly business.
Okay.
Regardless, you just get numb to it.
Well, you better not get numb on camera. That's embarrassing.
Well, he's not acting. He's the director.
Yeah, that's
and
real.
He's the business part of it. So he's not in the shot. But I mean, you do have the director's couch.
This is true.
Test out the talent.
I wouldn't advise nobody who was born in this like new era to go. If you're going to listen to The Chronic 2001, you got to listen to it with some real open ears and understand the time and the climate, what was going on, because you're going to get offended throughout that whole entire album. I mean, it's a classic to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But we're able to hold the balance of both, to acknowledge the wrong, but to enjoy the music. But there's no way you can make an album like that, you know, in today's era. Like, there's just no way. It'll have to be like, it would be so politically correct, 2001, like that song, I Just Want to... you. It'll be like, I just want to have consensual sex with you. Like, it just changed everything. And speaking of credit, did you happen, my brother, to see the sensational video of Miss Jill Scott?
Yes, I did.
Performing the oral motion on stage.
And if you get a chance, you should check out my guy Jahan Jones' page. He did a little 60-second skit of how like every man was like glued to his phone when the Jill Scott video hit. Yeah, you might want to check that out. It's hilarious. He's a great comic, by the way, up and coming, man.
You know, as usual, when you see that someone's trending, the first thing you do, you grab your heart because you're hoping they're not, nothing happened to them, yeah. Right? I go and I click on Jill Scott and then I grab my heart because what I saw really had me in shambles. You know, I've had a crush on Jill Scott for years and now I don't have to explain why. Because the way she was, you know, the step-by-step that she was doing, and the pride that she took in that, woo, my God.
And catching it on the face.
Woo. And then a little teardrop kiss that she gave it of embracing that sensation.
Yeah.
Man, do you give that to someone who doesn't perform as well as a tutorial?
Do you, I missed the question.
Like somebody who doesn't perform that well.
Uh-huh.
On you.
Oh,
right?
Do you give that to them?
Do you show them that as a tutorial and say, this is what you do?
I mean, possibly, yeah. You send a little quick text. You see this?
You do? You think that people have been sleeping on Jill for a long time, or this is something new that she's just doing?
Of course. I mean, she's still a grown woman at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Still a grown woman. And I mean, you saw how she snapped back and, Why Did I Get Married?
Well, she did respond. She, you know, to it. She said, quote, hi, I sing / act out of, and I act out all types of stories. You come to my shows. And she spelled it like that. After a Jill Scott show, most people get splendidly laid by whomever they come with, mm-hmm. Unquote.
Well, I mean, she had the song, Is This the Way?
Hey, listen, Jill Scott will perform Bomb fellatio on you and fix you some grits with the butter.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot beat that. I mean, is there any sensation that a man cannot want anymore?
Empty balls, full stomach.
Woo! Man, that's real. That's real, man.
That's all we want.
That's man.
That's all we really want.
Oh, man.
Life. Empty balls and a full stomach.
Woo! Lord. So who else is out?
Oh, yeah. Let's get back to it.
Yeah. I was like, do we care about who else is out?
Yeah, it's like almost just that was it. But, yeah, Lil Baby's out. Street Gossip is in stores right now.
I can't front.
The big boss man, P, just got the new Rolls Royce truck. Got Baby rolling around in that thing, too. So Yeah, they're doing real good.
I can't front. B and I can't front. Little Baby album is kind of dope.
Yeah, they call him the new king of the South.
What?
So, oh yeah.
Who said that?
Oh, his record.
Oh, his CEO. Their marketing.
P said that the new king of the South, Little Baby.
Nah, he needs.
He is running the game.
Calm down, yo. I understand y'all was looking out for the little man. He wasn't really doing nothing, and all of y'all pulling together to give him an album, all that. But calling him, if that's true, you call him king of the South. Let's slow down, okay? Let's not do that. Let's not do that to that young man.
Who else in the South is hotter than Little Baby right now?
Okay, but it takes more to be king of the South than to be hot, though. Like king, you run it ish. You
he's running a rap game as far as down south right now.
He's running a rap game as far as down south right now. Over Migos. He's
Migos
running
is a group.
Okay, over Quavo, over Offset.
Yes.
We just talked about Offset can do a porn.
Yes.
We just talked about you. Just said he can outsell him.
I was talking about Cardi B. It just so happened by just default is going to be Offset in it because that's her husband. But that's what I was saying. I was talking about Cardi B in a porn. Who wants to see Cardi B in a porn? Yes.
He's not. But, no. Matter of fact, Offset wrote the line for him that drips on me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a baby. He already admitted that. Like, no, man.
What are we saying? I'm telling you, baby is bigger than
that
right now.
Nah. That doesn't make you, but that doesn't make you king. Being hot don't make you king. Being king, man, you got to have a little bit more than just being hot and just being popular. It takes more to be king. Nah, you popular, you hot.
Mean, he's been consistent. He's had like 3 projects this year, and all of them have been hot.
That don't mean they're credible. That don't mean they sold. Like, to be king, you have to be running stuff on all fronts. You have to be writing your own rhymes. You got to be dope as hell.
He is writing his own
rhymes.
No,
he's not.
He got help on hooks and stuff.
No.
Yes.
No. Offset wrote that word. He said it himself. He wasn't even rapping. He started rapping like last year.
Rappers take lines from each other here and there all the time.
Bro, come on, man.
He's not writing this whole verse.
Like, king. Come on, bro. King. King.
I'm saying it's an argument.
King. No, it's not an argument. King.
It is an argument.
So yeah. So T.I.'s not king no more still?
But T.I. been dethroned a long time ago. And I love T.I., but T.I. is definitely not running
himself. Who dethroned him?
T.I. is definitely. When was the last time T.I. had a relevant album?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
So you got to have a. So
and
hold
I
on.
Love T.I., but let's be serious.
So hold on. What are the qualifications of King, real quick? What's the qualification of King?
The top dog.
So no, but. It's because your song got to be hot? Like, that's the only qualification we're going for.
He's the most relevant. He's the most consistent right now. He's in the club. He's on the radio. He's everywhere.
So, no, but to be king, it just got to be popular. So, by your definition, king.
It's not just being popular.
Because that's one thing you keep mentioning. That's all you keep mentioning is being hot.
When it comes to 25 and under, baby, is it. He's the most consistent. He has the biggest pull. All right? And he's bringing out project after project.
I'm not saying that he's not a dope artist. I'm talking about the definition of king. You tell me definition king, you ain't gotta write your own rhymes, you ain't gotta sell.
He writes
you can't
his
be
rhymes,
you can't be you can't
he
be rolling commercials.
Rhymes,
you can't be in commercial, you can't be making $1 million deals. Like Tip was making deals. Like deals by Nike, deals by Reebok, deals by all these other things. He was making deals.
Niggas like 19.
And to be king,
Tip
you gotta
was,
be
Tip
running
was
stuff.
27 when he was doing all that stuff, he was a lot more mature. He don't know this stuff. He's just getting
so
getting
that, the that's when my point. That doesn't make you king. Like when I hear king, I'm thinking about king.
I'm
like
talking
it's
about king
undisputed.
Of the rap game right
you
now.
King.
Down south rap. When it comes to Georgia, he's the hottest. He is running that scene.
Oh, he's not even hottest doing his own camp.
He's not the
hottest. He's not hotter than Migos. He's not hotter than Quavo or Offset. He's not hotter than them.
Baby
them dudes
is not hotter than
them
Quavo
dudes going
or
to the gala. They going to galas and everything, dressing the way they dress and all that good stuff. They going to art galas.
So is Baby.
When? I'm
you
only asking, dog. If
you
your definition of king is just popularity,
just
then I don't know no more.
And
if y'all telling me you only thing
is,
you
he
keep...
has substance though. He has substance, and his music is connecting, and he is putting the work in. It's not like he got one album out that's just doing good, and all of a sudden he's hot. No, he got more than one body of work. He has like 5 albums out already in
dog,
2 years.
I get that, but to be king is bigger than just being hot. To be king, if we're gonna go about popularity and we're going about hot, that means MC Hammer been the king of rap for years because ain't nobody sold
stupid.
More than him. If we
that
only go
was,
about popularity
you just
and how big,
so far
ain't nobody
left.
Reaching about
that
nothing.
Was just so far
ain't
left.
Nobody
like,
reaching about nothing. But when you saying you king, I'm think when you tell me king. You had to cover all fronts of the culture.
Man, this
you
guy.
Can't just be popular when you talking about
guy.
King. Come on, bro.
This guy.
You sound like them little 13-year-olds, man. What's this king?
13-year-olds. You sound like the 40-year-old man, like that just irrelevant of everything.
Dog, we supposed to hold a standard. We're not supposed to just be king just because you're popular. When we start tossing the word
it's
king
not just
around
about
like that,
popular. He is the most relevant. He's the most.
Okay, that don't make you king.
He has a chokehold on the rap game.
That
right
don't
now.
Make you king. King, you've been running stuff for years. You've been in this game
for the past
for
two,
years.
Three, for the past 2 years, it's been baby.
That don't make you king. He ain't writing his own rhymes. His rhymes ain't even that dope. He just make good hot records. You telling me the quality of King has went down like that?
You keep saying he ain't writing his own rhymes. If he took a couple lines from Offset, okay, man. They in the studio together all the time. Rappers take bars, a couple bars from each other all the time.
You're not. You know what I think you're missing? The fact that I'm not disputing that he's not popular or he's not relevant or he's not the hottest person. I'm talking about the definition of king goes beyond you just being hot for the moment. Definition of king is your songs and all that other stuff and your influence, your reach is huge. You were on commercials. You were on runway. You were holding it down. Lyrically, you matching. Commercially, you matching. All that stuff is matching. So if that's you telling me that the qualifications king has slumped down to it just being popular, there's a lot of people. That's like saying Lil Uzi Vert was king of Philly at one point. Because at one point, he was hot.
You're just talking ridiculous now.
So you tell me at one point, Lil Uzi Vert did not have a chokehold?
You're just talking ridiculous.
You don't want to answer the question, though, right?
You're talking
by
ridiculous.
Your definition,
you're
you tell me Lil Uzi Vert didn't have a chokehold on Philly?
Nothing.
Oh, because Meek your man. That's why. Because, Meek your man. I hit a soft spot now.
No.
Because if we're going by popular, that's what you're going by.
Because he's not a rapper. So like, when, he's not the...
Oh, so he's not a... Oh, okay.
Uzi's not a rapper.
Oh, okay.
Uzi is not a rapper.
Okay. Baby wasn't rapping. His man's in there wanting him to get on to keep him out of trouble. What are you talking about?
Bruh, like...
When Meek was down and people was laughing at him before he went to jail and he went through that whole Drake finagle and all that other stuff, you mean tell me Lil Uzi Vert wasn't holding down Philly? He wasn't hot at the time?
People don't even know he's from Philly. You can't even tell. Everybody thinks he's from Atlanta somewhere. Nobody even knows Uzi's from Philly.
Oh, so he's the king of Atlanta then?
No, he ain't king of nothing.
Was he the king of Atlanta then?
He's just a weirdo that makes songs.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's move on, dog. I'm about to grow here and lose it. And last note, did you get a chance to check out the trailer, the sneak peek of the Aladdin movie?
Yes, I did.
What you think about it?
Did you hear about that Will Smith is the genie?
Yeah.
He told everybody he can't wait for them to see him in blue.
That's dope, right?
Yeah.
So they're not going to have him black? He going to be blue? He ain't going to be a black man? He going to be really blue like the genie?
Blue genie. I mean, come on. The genie is blue.
I just figured, like, it would be amazing just to see him black. In the sand anyway, I don't think he has to be blue for them to be amazed at that situation.
Nah, he's going to be blue.
Oh.
I think he's definitely going to do great. I mean, Will is just a funny guy anyway.
Yeah.
He's one of the funniest non-comedians there are.
Yeah. It's going to be a little sad because Robin Williams passed away, because when I was growing up as a kid, that was the genie for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Especially going to, you know, they're going to cater it to that. Aladdin might be the only, I was talking about this with somebody the other day. If you think about it, Disney cartoon movies were actually very tragic. They always start off with a death. Bambi's mom, Mufasa. I think Snow White starts off, her mama died. Like, they start off with a death. Aladdin might be the only one where it did start off with nobody dying.
He was just homeless.
Still. He was homeless.
He was just homeless.
But it wasn't like a tragic death. Like, Sleeping Beauty, I think somebody died. Like, you know, like, Disney movies, someone dies.
Yeah, set the tone.
They actually are more cruel than your average movie. They're kind of wicked. On a low. But no one died in Aladdin when you really think about it. You know what I mean? Like, Mufasa paid the price, but that's about it. Mm. Aladdin, no one died. Not even the carpet. You know?
No, the carpet didn't die.
I just don't want Will Smith to be calling somebody master.
Movie.
It's just going to feel a certain type of way in the climate that we're seeing right now.
But the genie gets freed, so.
It's just... Black man, free, begging for freedom.
He's not black. He's Egyptian.
He's black. Man.
In the movie, he's Egyptian. He's not a black man.
Egypt ain't Africa. I guess we ain't got enough knowledge for that.
Yeah.
I ain't got it either.
You got me there. And I realized it myself.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Well,
realized that myself as I said it.
Well, the trailer looked good. Look good. I mean, a little sneak peek look good. I'm interested in it.
Yeah, they put a lot of money into it, you can tell.
Yeah, like, I wasn't going to go see Beauty and the Beast. You know what I'm saying?
I saw Beauty and the Beast.
You got kids, though.
Okay.
And tell me, and that's why you went, right?
Yeah.
Was it good, though, on the low?
It was good.
Okay. Did somebody die in Beauty and the Beast, right? They were tragic, right? Did somebody die in the beginning?
Yeah.
See? That's what I'm saying, see?
Someone nobody died in the beginning, but...
But someone died, right?
Yeah, somebody died.
See?
Stefan. Gaston. The guy who was trying to win Belle's heart tried to kill the beast, and the beast ended up being the Beast and killing him.
Yeah, but see, who's the villain? I'm talking about, like, usually in Disney movies, the person, you know what I'm saying? Somebody died.
Yeah, nobody died. Nobody died.
Yeah, nobody died. Well, that's what it is. All right, man. I guess we get up out of here, man. Nothing else. We didn't pretty much cover everything since everything was all Kanye, man. What you got going on?
Keeping these records spinning, spending time with the family. Keep it moving.
All right. Well, make sure you check out DJ Academics, you know, his Scholar Mix on Podomatic. Make sure you check out our show on all of our platforms, SoundCloud, Podomatic, Mixcloud. Check us out on iTunes, okay? Make sure you subscribe. YouTube also, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Just go to the search engine, type in Hip Hop Matrix Show, one word, okay? One word. You can follow me on my Twitter, at JHeart Radio. Follow this man, at DJ Academics, at WHMS98. Ain't nothing going on with me. I'm going to stay at home because my ass is broke. So that's just how it goes. As usual, be blessed, successful. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, we go.